everybody. Welcome back to When a Gay Girl Meets a Trans Girl. I'm the gay girl, Holly.
And I'm the trans girl, Brooklyn. How are you? How have you been?
I've been exhausted from doing extra baby duties, trying to give you more time to sleep.
Thank you. And if you hear a baby in the background, we got the little guy with us here. He's going to grow up in the studio with us, I guess. What else have you been up to? You've been playing a game. We talked about it a few weeks ago.
Pal World,
yeah.
And I've started a Discord group with some of my female veterans, or Marine veterans.
Yeah, some of your gamers. Female veterans.
Yeah.
I'm a veteran female. That's cool. How's that been going?
I don't know. Kind of picked up, kind of died off. I was excited.
Keep it going. Keep I'm talking in there. To. That's cool. So have you mentioned to me earlier that you were reading a book?
I just finished Iron Flame. I already read, so Rebecca Yarros is the author of Fourth Wing and Iron Flame. The book series, there's going to be 5 in total, 1 coming out each year at the end of the year. There's also going to be an Amazon series of them.
Yeah.
The book series is about this kingdom, and they have these ward stones. It's like, it's fantasy with a little bit of spice, and it's kind of open. Sexual orientation isn't really seen as, like, anything taboo. There's the ward stones. They keep the kingdom safe. And then these writers, they go to a war college. And if they can bond with a dragon and live through all the training, then they'll become full-fledged writers. And when they bond with dragons, they a certain magic manifests in them. Like Violet, the main character, she has... Well, I won't spoil them in case people read.
You have a favorite character?
Yeah, the fans' favorite character, the community, they all seem to like Zayden. He's not the main character, but with the main character, and they all call him Daddy Zayden.
Daddy Zayden? Why do
he's
they...
He's supposed to be very attractive and muscular and really good at fighting.
So they walk in and they're like, Daddy Zayden.
I mean, they don't say that in the book.
They say Daddy Zayden, though.
Who?
The people in the book.
No.
What do they call him then? I guess I miss.
Just Zayden.
Where'd you get the daddy from?
The fandom calls him daddy.
Oh, because I thought it was in the book. I was like, wow. So in the book, like they're really.
No.
Okay.
But
you have a favorite character.
My favorite character. She's not a main character, but she's like the best friend of the main character, Rhiannon, and she's. In a gay relationship, but I'm not sure if she's actually gay or not. But she's a very, like, motivated, well-thought-out person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like her a lot. She's very... supports her friends. Not a lot of drama.
How many books... You said there's multiple books to this?
There's 2 right now. There will be 5.
And there's the baby. He's giving his opinion. And you said it's coming out on Amazon Prime.
It's going to be a series on Amazon. I don't know if it's out. Well, no, it's not out yet.
Are they going to have the spicy stuff on it, too?
I assume so, because that seems to be a big... It's not a big part. There's like 1 or 2 scenes per book.
Yeah.
But the tension is definitely there.
Well, that sounds like a neat show that's going to be coming out. You know what I'm looking forward to? Ghostbusters! Yeah. Ghostbusters is gonna be out on March. I keep doing May. I meant March 22nd. I am so excited. I know you can get some early Thursday night tickets, which is something maybe we'll have to do. But I am so excited. They said that it's gonna be a lot closer to the original. 2 movies, and they took this particular movie. It's based off of, I guess, The Real Ghostbusters, which is an animated series from the 80s. And it was something that I used to watch. And my kids have watched it.
Wait, the cartoon came out before the movie?
No, the movies came out first. The first movie came out in like 84 or 85, I think. I could be wrong on the date there. Uh-huh. But then the Ghostbusters, I think it came out in like 88, 89. Mm. I believe Ghostbusters 2 came out in 90 or 91. I'm off on these. I should have looked all this up. But I remember when I was little, we went to the drive-in here in Wichita. And the drive-in's still there, which is really neat. But we went to screen 2. I remember the screen. We pulled up in the van, turned around, opened the back hatch, and we watched the movie. And it was in conjunction with Back to the Future 3. So we watched Ghostbusters 2 and then Back to the Future 3.
You sat through two whole movies?
Two whole movies as a kid, yeah. But yeah, we've watched... On a Friday and Saturday night, they've had 3 movies back-to-back, and I've done it with the kids, but I love drive-in movies. I love to sit there and, like, watch 2-3 movies. We gotta go to the drive-in sometime.
I actually haven't been to a drive-in theater since, I think, high school?
Really? Do you remember what you saw?
No.
Really?
I know it didn't stand out at all. I think I just wanted to go just to say I went.
That memory was probably one of my favorite memories that I just told you about. I have another one that's a second favorite memory. When I was in high school, my senior year, we did our final production for the year, and that was the seniors, you know, we just kind of wanted to go out with a bang. So we ended up going to the drive-in, and we caught the last 2 movies after the production, and it was, the first one was... Greece. It was the 35th anniversary, or the 25th. I can't remember. Probably would have been about the 25th anniversary of Greece. And we watched that, and then we afterwards was Titanic, because it was still running, which was really neat. But we sat all the way in the front, and we ended up gathering like a bunch of wood, and we made a campfire right there, which was not something we should have done, but we did it anyway.
Was that obnoxious to everyone else?
It probably, we were in the far left, and there was actually a security guard that drove by, and they slowed down and they kept going. They probably noticed that we were a bunch of teenagers just doing our thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a good memory that night. But yeah, I would love to do that again. Have to find a movie one night.
Set a fire at a drive-in movie theater.
Uh-huh. We can do that. Have the kids do it for us.
Start setting off smoke signals.
Yes.
Portraying what's happening in the...
Yeah. going back to Ghostbusters real quick, it is coming out on Friday, March 22nd, and it does have some early previews, it looks like, on...
Are they going to have any 21st. Of the women in it, like Kate McKinnon?
No, this isn't part of that universe.
But I want Kate McKinnon.
I did not like that movie. I felt like the story behind it was good, but the comedy was a little too raunchy for me. They did too many raunchy jokes, and that's what made it less of a go-to film for me. But I'll watch it again. It just isn't something that I consider one of my favorites at all. It doesn't belong in that universe. They're their own thing to me. But I have been reading. Let me kind of go off kind of same topic here.
Kate McKinnon?
No. I can't find the article now, but they were actually talking about how fans have been mad about the trailer not being what they expect. They didn't like it.
For this?
Yeah, for this.
Oh.
But,
Well, hopefully the movie's really good. I'm sure it will be.
Here it is. It's from startfacts.com. It says Ghostbuster fans are not holding back on their disapproval of Frozen Empire movie.
Oh, I'm actually excited about that because it looks like Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah. They mentioned that, here's a quote from Redditor Mexican Katru. They say, "The way they have stirred the franchise is really baffling to me. The original film is not like this at all. It is a bunch of comedians talking the piss and making jokes at the weird blank happening. I don't know why you would try to make an earnest nostalgia trip out of that, but I guess you have to find new ways to milk the cow."
So they're doing what they did in the female Ghostbusters, but trying to add some familiarity with it still.
I think what they're talking about with Ghostbusters is they're making it more kid-friendly. You know, they're making it about a family fighting ghosts and having fun and a bunch of kids involved, and that kind of does sway away from the original Ghostbusters. However, the original Ghostbusters, when they talk about them being raunchy and all that, they weren't that raunchy. Even for the 80s, I mean, you talk about like...
I don't know, a few things Bill Murray said, and I was like, what?
I mean, the 80s, they had Porky's, of all things.
I never saw that.
You know, it's language and nudity left and right. And then you have a film that has a little bit of some stuff in it. And some of it, even if you're a kid, you don't understand. Like when... one of the Ghostbusters is laying on their back and their zipper comes undone and they see a ghost floating above them. I didn't know what that meant, and they threw that in there because kids could watch it and not know what that meant until you hit puberty. But I don't know. I feel like this still kind of leads along the same line of like fun and nostalgic trip, and I'm sure there's going to be some stuff in there. You had Bill Murray saying something at the end of the last Ghostbusters movie that I kind of was surprised they said.
So it's like the female Ghostbusters, but they're trying to add family element.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you might not like it.
No, I'm going to like it. I like the last one a lot, and I'm seeing a lot of the original Ghostbusters in it doing things. Annie Potts is in it. She's from Young Sheldon. They're wrapping up their series right now. I'm just excited about it. I think it'll be a good movie. Maybe we can go on a night without the kiddos, but I really loved it.
What rating is it?
That's a good question. Is this,
from the sound of you, it sounds like maybe TV PG-14?
No, this isn't TV, this is movies.
PG?
It'd be either like G, which is general audience, or PG, parental guidance suggested.
I thought you were saying they were really raunchy.
No, they're saying this is not raunchy enough.
Oh.
Is what they're going at.
Oh, I totally heard that wrong.
Yeah, no. They're saying that the original ones were raunchy, and they weren't. That's what I don't get.
There were a few things, but yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It is rated PG-13. Parental guidance 13 suggested.
I was 1 year off.
Yeah. But anyway, Ghostbusters. Looking forward to that. I hope you guys all see that. Let us know on Facebook if you liked it. But moving on, what do you have for us today?
Well, since it's Women's History Month, we're going to bring that up. And we also, I was curious to see what the LGBTQ+ women that defined our history looked like. So I found some things out that I definitely had no idea.
I know, she was telling me some of them, and one of them's a shocker to me. I had no idea, but move on.
One of them I'm totally not surprised. I'm like, really? Okay, so Women's History Month, fun fact. Well, not fun fact, but funsy thing. I will be going to, I guess, a conference later this month, and our mayor will be there. And I'm like, oh, I've met her. She was nice. But I'm excited for that. Anyway, so Women's History. She's pointing to multiple tabs and then pointing at me. Oh my god. She started like doing devil horns.
It's not doing devil horns. I was using my pointer finger and my pinky to like highlight what she was doing. It's like, don't forget to read this.
Ahem. Time.com. Good job. 6837254 Women's History Month Surprising Facts. And this is by Eric Thayer from January 21st, 2017. Oh, no. That's the picture. The article is by Mallory Monch, March 3rd, 2024. So, this article just goes over the history of Women's History Month. I read that March 8th was the day that a whole bunch of women went and in New York City and protested to get fair, less working hours, treat kids better, the working kids, less working hours, better wages, women's suffrage. But they apparently, this part I did not know, they chose the 8th because of the Russian Revolution. Women in Russia went to the Capitol and they protested, went on strike, demanding food and end the empire.
They went to the Russian Capitol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Women's History Month is because women have been oppressed since the dawn of time, to be quite frank. So, it is nice that we get a month to celebrate things that we did not get to really celebrate since the dawn of time.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do a Black History Month one, but I think that's going to be next year for us. I'm going to skip to mine here. Mine is from womenhistory.is.edu. It is a article that is from June 3rd, 2021, and it's called LGBTQ plus Women Who Made History. And this is, the first one is Josephine Baker, which I have heard of her.
Yeah.
She's an entertainer and activist. Josephine Baker performed in vaudeville showcases and in Broadway musicals, including Shuffle Along. That's actually a good musical. In 1925, she moved to Paris to perform in a venue. When the show closed down, Baker was given her own show, and she found stardom. She became the first African-American woman to star in a motion picture and to perform with an integrated cast at an American concert hall. At the March on Washington in 1968, Baker was the only woman speaker. In her speech, she honored fellow women civil rights activists, and she was someone who had relationships with both men and women throughout her lifetime. Yeah. I'm a huge theater person, so that one hit me.
All right, I got the two really big whammies. I'm going to do one whammy now. Whoa. And another whammy next.
Bam.
After like Brooklyn. That. Yeah, it'll be in your face.
Okay, in your face.
This is... Oh, that's from Bob's Burgers. In your face.
In your face.
So, this is LGBTQ+. Women defined our history. It's time to acknowledge it during Women's History Month and beyond. It's from them.us by Quispe Lopez, March 13th, 2023. Alrighty, so the first one that I was like, holy moly, astronaut Sally Ride. I know.
Oh.
Yeah, unless we were living under a rock, but...
I know.
I've never heard anyone else say it. Ahem. Lesbians in Space aren't... should be a movie.
Should be a movie called Lesbians in Space.
Oh my god.
Six lesbians.
Everybody fighting over the kitty.
Spicy.
Oh my god. Well, imagine that lesbian circle drama.
I know.
Okay. The net from the L word is just what I'm imagining. You know, they might be really productive, though. I mean, lesbians like to get stuff done.
Yes, they do. I'm winking at her. Yes, they do.
I'm squinting at her.
I know. The wrong kind of getting stuff done. Sorry.
So, astronaut Sally Ride, lesbians in space aren't just a fear of Ben Shapiro. I don't know who that is. They're a real part of U.S. history. Astronaut Sally Ride became the first American woman to set foot in space in 1983 after completing a mission for NASA aboard Space Shuttle Challenger.
Oh.
After ending her career as an astronaut, Ride dedicated her life to getting kids to engage in science and teaching physics at the University of Cali, San Diego. Off the 405.
She's on this trip with the Californians. The Californians.
Take all the exits and get out of here.
I said round Colorado Stewart.
I said round Colorado Stewart.
You got to watch those. If you haven't seen them, watch the California. It's on YouTube.
No, but then when I was reading Elliot Page's book and he mentioned every time he mentioned a part in Cali, he was like, oh, yeah, off the 405 or whatever. And I was like, oh, the Californians. It killed me. And then now, like, anytime I hear, like, interviews, anyone from Cali is all like, oh, yeah, off this highway. And I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. Anyway.
We're going off topic here.
Ride kept her personal life private throughout her life, but after her death in 2012, it was revealed she had been in a romantic relationship with her business partner, Tam O'Shaughnessy, a woman, for over 27 years.
Wow. She kept that a secret the whole time?
Yeah, I just imagine Blanche from The Golden Girls being like, lesbians.
I wonder if it was part of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Are they part of that with, since NASA is funded by the government? I wonder.
That was for the military.
Yeah, I know. I just wonder if that was kind of the same reason she kept it on a deal. Okay, so mine. Jane Addams. Jane Addams wore many hats in the late 19th and 20th century. The suffragist, social worker, activist, Nobel Prize recipient, Addams founded Chicago's Full House in 1889, a time when new immigrants lived and worked in harsh conditions. This settlement house provided health care, daycare, education, vocational training, cultural and social activities. It led to immigrant communities, created a new model for social welfare. Adams maintained a decade-long relationship with a philanthropist, Mary Rotz Smith. She marked by her loving letters to her. So that's interesting. She actually ended up on the stamp back in 1940. A 10-cent stamp.
Huh.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because you talk about, like, it's just come out, but so many prominent people like this have been known to be gay. I wonder if it just kind of, you don't talk about it back then.
So I was looking at Tam O'Shaughnessy. And she looked just like the female astronaut from Bob's Burgers. Spitting image, right?
Yeah, looks pretty close to her.
Remember the one where Linda was trying to get her to say all these things?
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to look to see if she was a black belt, just like in Bob's Burgers.
A black belt?
Yeah.
They might have modeled her off of her.
She was apparently a professional tennis player. And co-founded Science Education Company with her lesbian love. Alright, so my next one. Get this. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, the Eleanor Roosevelt.
The president's wife.
Yes. She had a political marriage to former U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. But her lifetime of meaningful queer relationships is less known. The former First Lady's closest circle of friends included a group of powerful lesbians.
Powerful lesbians?
Transform! Okay, the former First Lady's closest circle of friends included a group of powerful lesbians such as playwright Terry Baum and journalist Lorena Hickok. While many newspapers of the time said they were simply the very best of friends, Roosevelt and Hickok, I'm not sure how to say that, exchanged nearly 4,000 torrid love letters throughout their 30-year relationship.
Wow.
Rich with lines straight out of a lesbian period piece, such as this one from the First Lady herself, quote, "Funny was that I couldn't say je t'aime and je t'adore as I longed to do, but always remember that I am saying it, that I go to sleep thinking of you," end quote.
Aww, that's so sweet.
4,000! 4,000 love letters!
I'm gonna start writing you love letters every day. I still wouldn't hit 4,000. That's multiple a day.
Yes, that's a lot.
Wow. That's crazy. I don't think I can follow it up on that one. That's big.
30-year relationship.
I know.
That's crazy.
I wonder if the president knew.
That'd be sweet if he did.
Look that up. Let's see if he knew his wife was gay. I mean, I don't know what I'd do if I found out you were gay.
Wow. Okay, so apparently they agreed to have a loveless marriage. They just got together to form a partnership. I'm not going to go into the whole... I'll read it on my own time. You guys can read it on your own time.
Yeah.
But apparently they just got married to for political markings.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
So, I don't want to dive too deep into this, but I wonder if she was actually having relations with this girl.
What? Wouldn't she be after 30 years of a relationship?
I just wonder if that was like too taboo then. Maybe she did. I don't know.
In love with someone? I mean, if she was asexual.
She probably did. So forget that question.
Do you have one more?
No, you know what? I'm going to call that good.
Really?
Yeah. I have more for next year. I've got quite a few here. I was going to go into one, but I think I'm going to hold off there.
Okay.
So something on a little bit lighter note. What do you have for gay gaming today?
Gay gaming. Okay, so POW World.
But POW World, huh?
Yeah, you can capture humans, and I've been having a bit of fun with that.
Yeah.
Making them do my farm work and...
You're bidding.
Selling them. Good as that can sound. They have different traits. Some of them are good at farm work. Some of them are good at shooting things.
So how do you use, like, you can capture the humans. How do you use them? Do you have, like, a house you built? What
yeah.
do you...
Yeah, you can craft in the game. It's, if you've played Ark, the building is just like Ark. I have a lovely wooden cottage in the middle of an evergreen forest right by a river.
The other day, Carson... Notch guy was he plays with you and he ran upstairs like, where's Holly? And I was like, upstairs? And he goes running upstairs and then he goes running downstairs. I'm like, is everything okay? And you come running downstairs and you run around the corner. I'm like, what are you doing? And you're like, our village is being attacked.
Yeah, you can get raided, which so far the raids really aren't that hard. Yeah. It would just suck if you didn't have any good pals to protect your base. But you can't really hit pause in the game, so it's kind of hard for me to play this game with the baby. Like, he's got to totally be asleep for me to play.
So is this like real world, real time, just online somewhere?
No, it's got its own day and night cycle. But you can't hit pause, so your character gets really hungry to the point of on the verge of death.
So when you were running downstairs, you had your computer already on?
Okay. Yeah, I had the game on and everything. Because okay. I thought I wouldn't be gone too long.
Man, that was something. watching them run downstairs.
It's a very neat game. It's not like Pokemon. Like, there's so much more. They have different traits and they have certain jobs that they can perform or that they're better at performing. They have certain bad traits that like makes them extra hungry or makes them kind of lazy. It's interesting. So you have to pay attention.
So you can have your POW World creatures do stuff for you? Make things?
My pals? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
That's a very fun game.
I foresee you playing it for another week at least until you get into the next game. Another week.
Wow.
Or until I buy it. She'll probably play it for the next month and be like, okay, just buy it. And I'll buy it the next day. Oh, I came up with this new game. That's the way she is.
I like to try new games.
Do you have any games coming up that you're really looking forward to?
Final Fantasy VII just had their second part come out. And people are apparently just now realizing there's going to be three parts because there were three CDs, which I didn't think that was anything new. I expected that. I'm not sure. Maybe they never played the CDs. I still have the original CDs.
Yeah.
And the original guidebook. Oh, that was a first exposure to sadness in a video game. I actually re-downloaded the original on my phone. I'm gonna play through it again at some point. Maybe on my breaks at work. Well, I don't really get breaks at work, but when I have some downtime at work.
Well, I guess that's it with gaming. Got any plans this week?
Me and some of my work people, we just started a challenge. Well, we planned out the challenge today. The challenge won't start until after spring break when people come back. But since everybody has different, we all have different bodies, so what one person does doesn't mean it's going to work, or you're not going to like lose weight the same rate as other people. But we came up with a way to still challenge ourselves, and so we're going to do like time worked out and did you stick to your macros that you're trying to stick with. And we set up the competition name. What was it? I think it was Get Her Done. I was coming up with all kinds of names. It was Love Handle Lackers.
Love Handle Lackers?
Yeah. I wanted that one. Chubby Chasers.
Chubby Chasers. Yeah. Hey, Chubby Chasers.
Yeah. I don't remember. I was having too much fun coming up with all the names. Something about... Oh, Stud Muffins.
That's a good one. Stud Muffins. She, every day she comes up to me and she's like, do I look fat? And I'm like, no. Are you lying to me? I'm like, no, I'm not lying to you. Are you lying about that? No. Oh, every single day. She hasn't said it yet today.
I'm so fat.
No, she's not.
I am.
She is nice and thin.
No, I'm not.
She's got a little tiny little nothing on her.
She's saying I'm fat.
No, she's... I said you have nothing on you.
You're saying I'm fat.
You're a little tiny person. You're not fat. She looks really good for just having had a baby 5 months ago. She looks really good.
Really?
I would almost not know that you had one. I mean, I would not know.
So this is just a fat tummy?
You don't got a fat tummy. You look good. Don't squint at me. Don't squint at me. to finish this off, I wanted to talk a little bit about Sims since we're close to the gay gaming here still. Sims 5 is currently in the works. You guys have probably heard about it. There was a earlier release play, and it's still early in development. They're still talking about even spring of next year, possibly. But it's called Project Rene, or Renee, R-E-N-E. But I'm looking forward to that. I love the fact that you can marry other girls. You can do everything that an LGBTQ couple can do. You can adopt. You can build your own world. So this one's supposed to be open world where you can visit each other.
My sister and I were always rather dark with the game.
Of course. Of course you were. Coming from the person that, like, captures people and sells them on the black market.
We would adopt a child. Oh, Lord. Yeah, we would adopt a child, and then we'd get rid of the doors, and child services would come after us, and we couldn't get the baby. Because we removed the doors. And then we would sit there, not with the baby in there, but we would sit there and put all the furniture in front of like a fireplace, because if you had too much furniture around, it would catch on fire. And so we would trap ourselves. The fire department would go and we'd be like, ooh. And then the Grim Reaper couldn't come kill us because he couldn't get in.
So what would you do if they couldn't come kill you?
We'd just chill there and laugh at them.
They're burning to death. Yes. Wow.
But we couldn't die because the Grim Reaper couldn't come. And then other times, I would be taking care of my Sim, making sure she's clean, going to work, doing my thing, being productive in society. And my sister would sit there and not shower and like starve her Sim. And they'd start doing the like that PP like waddle walk. And then she'd have flies all around her. And she would go stare at me through the kitchen window at my Sim. I'm watching my hands.
You guys are disturbed. You guys are disturbed. Oh, goodness.
Oh, I love that game.
Well, we'll see how this game does when it comes out.
That was Sims 2, which was the only multiplayer Sims before this one. Yeah. Ew, and I saw some fun news.
What's that?
So, you guys know how I love Bethesda games.
Of course.
Yeah. Apparently, they're calling the new Fallout series is about to be coming out.
I heard that, yeah.
They're calling it Fallout 5 right now. But they did want to confirm that right now, since they finished Starfield, they are working on Elder Scrolls 6, and they're projecting that for 2028. And then they are going to start work on the actual Fallout 5 game.
After 2028.
Yeah. I was like, oh my god.
Whoa. That's a long ways away.
Yeah, the baby will be old enough to play with me.
I mean, he'll be 4 years old.
What?
2028.
Well, they'll start it, which means they'll probably take like 5 years to make it.
God, that's crazy.
So
he'll be like 10.
Yeah, he'll be old enough to play with me.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, to finish us off, I have a quick question for you. Would you, it was kind of a little Q&A here. If you could spend time with any of the people that we talked about today, who would you spend time with? If you could spend, let's say, a week with any of them. Eleanor Roosevelt, maybe?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Who would you spend your time with?
Like, out of the productive lesbians, or out of, like, just... I also mentioned Kate McKinnon. Like, I'd be down to chill with Kate McKinnon.
No.
I think she'd be cool.
Any of the lesbians?
Oh. Well, she's a lesbian.
Well, I mean, the ones that we're talking about, like, in the list.
Oh. That I actually spoke about?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm actually kind of feeling like Sally Ride.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Do you like to spend a week with her?
Well, she seems more... She seemed like she'd be more like me. I love science. I was in the military. So, seems like she definitely obviously worked out if she was an astronaut. She seems smart and like to be physically active, which is how I kind of like to be. Work out the mind and body.
That's cool.
What about you? Josephine Baker.
Josephine Baker.
Yeah, I thought that since you like plays and stuff.
I think that would be amazing to hang out with her. I just think that'd be so fun to be able to watch some of her productions, to sit there and talk to her and ask her how she feels about things in that time, you know? I think it'd be real cool.
We know we didn't mention any trans women this time, but there are trans women that were listed in these articles if you want to check them out for yourself.
Yes.
And
we always got next year.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us on our show. Don't forget to check out our other shows wherever podcasts are available. And if you're in the position to help our podcast grow, please join us at patreon.com/ggirltgirl. And check out our Facebook and Instagram page for more updates and messages at gaygirl/transgirl. And if you're joining us on YouTube, please hit that like button and subscribe. Thank you.